Thank you, Mr. Pat, joining us right now. And we are on item G13. I spoke to Senator Lozick, called me today, just before the meeting, and I briefly spoke to her about this legislation. She would ask that we table this item to the next meeting of the Common Council so that she can provide us additional information. It's her bill.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. I just will tell you that she's told me on the phone that there are some rather large inaccuracies, in her opinion, contained in some of the documentation we have, and given that the senator has always responded back to us, I think that the motion is absolutely appropriate. Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree with offering her courtesy. I did talk to her today. It was a fun conversation. It's like talking to Steve. She claims that the email has significant errors, the errors that she pointed out to me were pretty much matters of style, but in fact her bill does contain the negative things that adversely affects us, and she did not come to see that in our conversation. I will tell you, Mr. Mayor, I'm glad to see this here. It was going to be a point of conversation with me later on this evening had we not seen this. I am disappointed, however, that this did not come from the CEA, whose livelihood depends on them keeping track of TIF law issues. So, thank you.
Okay. Motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G14, Community Development Authority recommendations as to business incentive options and the creation.
G12.
Mr. Executive Director of the
CEA. Sorry, I apologize.
Mr. Wesolowski.
Primary item of interest in this subject matter is a draft revolving loan fund. Somewhere during the lengthy discussion last night as to EDC history and the CBA history and the like, I can tell you that I was sitting at most, if not all, of those meetings, and what I heard repeatedly was revolving loan fund, and I have heard that forever through the years. And there have been a number of development incentive consideration subject matter items from staff, from the Economic Development Commission. The council's reviewed those. The council's commented on those. The mayor directed that it be reviewed by the CDA also. And that subject matter again came up at the CDA. So I suggested, well, why doesn't staff put something on paper, number one? And the second component of this subject matter item involves the economic development information on the city's website. And part of the other suggestion I made at a prior CBA meeting was that staff take a look at putting the economic development program, if you will, on the city's website. So to make a long story short, looked all over the place online, accumulated a number of patterns, if you will, across the state of Wisconsin, state of Illinois. One that jumped out at me was the city of Minneapolis revolving loan fund. And that was primarily because, unlike nearly all of the other ones, it involved private participation on an equal basis, if you dollar for dollar, and I saw that it was local banks, and the thought just crossed my mind, what a neat idea, involve your local banks. You can define local banks however you want, but I pictured banks within the city of Franklin participating with the city of Franklin in attracting and retaining business, and that to me is kind of what it was all about. Minneapolis started it in 2005. So I thought, well, what if this is a failure, since who knows what's on the internet at all times. did track down what I understand to be reputable main newspapers in Minneapolis that reported high success rates of this program, glowing reports, as well as the granting of over some 1,000 loans in the 5 or so years that it's been in existence. So I tailored it a little bit to City of Franklin interest, included the 70-30 ratio goal and the like. Put it on paper, took it to the CDA. Finance director took a look at it, made some changes, and so it's here on really a an open format. Does the city want to create a revolving loan fund? Have recommendations as to how that might be funded within the body of the action sheet. And we're open for any suggestions as to the content. I'm sure there is plenty of technical detail in the council, if it so desires to adopt this type of program, that we move forward with that in terms of applications and more technical detail, perhaps. And so I made a motion subject to further technical changes by the Director of Finance and the City Attorney. And number two, with regard to the other item, I'll be very honest. I don't click on the city website and look around for information because I don't have the time to do that because it's normally 8:30 or so in the morning till about 10, 11 or later at night trying to get the job done. But I was frankly surprised at after looking all around with this task to see what's on municipal websites around the country, there's some very good, very thorough, very to-the-point developer interest pinpointed information on the city website. There's only one problem. It's about 5 or 6 years out of date.
It's 2006.
And so the simple second recommendation would be to direct staff to update the city's website because I think you have all the development information there that a developer, whether it's a new business interested in relocating, business interested in expanding within the city, all they have to do is click on business right on the top toolbar. That should be updated.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to make a motion to direct city staff as appropriate to update the city's website with more current information based on what's existing today, and feel free if you will to make any
Is there a second?
Second.
The move and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. And as to the revolving loan, Alderman Solomon, Alderman Wilson.
There are some of us on this council that have looked at this before. And Alderman Taylor has been an advocate of how to get this thing started. This is a good first step. I think it needs a lot more discussion. I do have a problem with on page 120, the five criteria of the categories. Item number one is a no-brainer. Item F. Item number three really bothers me.
The assisted project.
Yeah, the assisted project prevents or eliminates deterioration by making building improvements. We're getting into that statement looking at somebody who normally has to fix a roof, has to repave a parking lot. I'm not about to give somebody a loan for projects that are normal maintenance. That does not make sense. What I would like to see is something like that eliminated, but I am certainly in favor of item number 4 on page 121 under category F. Show me what you're bringing to the city, and I'll turn that $100,000 into $5 million. I think we've done that before on this council. Show me the increment that you bring into the city. Very, very simply, I think that needs to be number one. But I don't want to get into a situation where we're fixing somebody's wall we're fixing somebody's roof for a parking lot or something like that, which is falls under the normal maintenance of a business. If they're looking for help in doing that, then I question the validity of the business to start with. And or in the multi-tenant building, conceivably you could have 10 tenants in a multi-tenant building and you're going to give $40,000 to each one of them. That, I got a real problem with that. So as we move forward, I think this needs a lot more discussion, as I mentioned. But it's a good start, and I'm glad you brought it forward, Jesse.
Alderman Olson, Alderman Skransky, Alderman Taylor.
Yeah, I read this and I said, good start. And by the way, Jesse and I talked about this today, so I'm not jumping in without them knowing about it. The $109,000 from the, as suggested, seed fund will get us 2.75 loans revolving, and 10 years to pay that back. Better you make it. The reality on this program, however, is this will be a marvelous thing to do two things. One is to get the conversation started. In fact, we offer revolving loans without regard to the dollar amount. It'll get the conversation started. Second thing is this would go a long way to, for infill development, specifically in the empty retail spots, as a bridge loan where banks, frankly, are not offering loans for unsecured credit, which a build-out would be. This would be a perfect bridge to allow leverage for that. I have a lot of questions and a lot of things that need to be worked on. I'm thinking that this might be good referred somewhere to work out the details. For example, and understanding that this is a template from Minnesota, you know, a borrower is going to pay an interest rate of 2%. Okay, compounded annually? How is that interest compounded? There's some language in here that I think just needs to be tightened up. Two loans per borrower, how is that differentiated? The bank and the community development authority shall determine the type and amount of collateral. I don't know if the CDA would be in tune with that. Loan disbursements, I had some issues there. But let's move to the meat and substance of it. Alderman Solomon started this. I'm going to say that this document as it sits is a redevelopment document. Probably appropriate, but I'm more interested in a development document. I'm more interested in a slant towards development document that covers redevelopment. Likewise, so under item F, the document needs to stress more number 4, more number 5, and less 1, 2, and 3. And perhaps we can consider doing that on a graduated participation basis. In other words, 50% loan up to $80,000 on anything that accomplishes 4 or 5, and a 25% or some number pick it on anything for 1 and 2 and maybe 3 if that goes through. Also, you know, it'd be great if we got some banker help and opinions on this. So I would think we should refer this somewhere. I'd say economic development, but we don't know what that's going to exist. So.
Well, Mr. City Attorney and Alderman Skransky and Alderman Taylor.
Well, my number one, with regard to the bank manning the laboring war in terms of collateral. Security, etc. Number 2, just move it along. Perhaps with whatever comments the council has here, perhaps if you're at staff, contact local city lenders for their comments on it. Assemble those and bring that all back to the common council.
Yeah, a couple of things.
This is sort of what do you think? If you're totally negative to it, then we're in the wrong path. Alderman Skransky?
Yeah, I think just finding out. Does this tie in a little bit with the WIDA loans?
out of state?
No.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I think it needs more study. It's a good start. I think it's a good place to get things moving, because we do have some aging buildings in this community, and good to update them. And definitely, which are empty spaces, that will help stimulate and give some incentives for moving some of them.
Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, I would agree with Alderman Solomon in regards to number four on page 121, and also with number three. The one thing you said, though, about $5 million will make it happen. This is not designed for that. I mean, if a big project comes in, a big development, we're going to need $5 million. That's not these types of businesses. These types of businesses are the smaller ones, the ones that help, make, build the community. Maybe they get smaller percentages in retail infilling in that. But, $5 million, that's not coming out of this. It's these smaller projects that are going to add tax base, maybe new developments, new office buildings, something that are $2 or $3 million projects, not $80 million projects. That wouldn't really come out of here. That would have to come out of PIF, probably.
Alderman Olson and Alderman Solomon.
I think finance needs to take a look at it. No matter what we do, we're talking tax dollars, directly or indirectly. Finance needs to take a look at this, because frankly, $100,000 barely gets you started. You're shot after your second loan. So finance has to come with a number that we can live with. It may not be effective, but we got to get started if we're going to get started. I know that we all supported a motion that said that the TIF increment goes directly back to the constituents. This might be where I might make an exception, just as a thought. But at any rate, staff should go to Finance Committee and start talking about where we find some money. Jesse, if you'd send this to me as a Word document on your Mac, I will be happy to make my changes and circulate them as appropriate.
Alderman Solomon?
Yeah, the Finance Committee could look at this. I don't think we'd come back with a recommendation. If you're looking for money, you're not going to find it from the Finance Committee in this environment. It's that simple. However, I understand that Cal did have input to this. We have looked at what to earmark those particular monies from the hotel in the past. There are two bankers on our committee, so we would be able to get some input from them and maybe bring those comments back to staff along with everybody else's here, and then sit down maybe at a... I realize we don't have too many committee of the whole meetings this summer, but at the first one that we've got some available time, I found last night's meeting to be very... informative with all the information that was gleaned from that one. I think we could start with the Finance Committee and then bring some of those comments back, especially with the two bankers that we do have on the committee.
Alderman Olson?
Well, I just want to be clear. Again, we're talking about the qualifications of the individuals we asked to help us. I don't know what Dennis's background is. I do know what Tino's is. Tino's high net worth individuals. I think for this, I would prefer to see opinions from commercial bankers who do commercial loans in as a primary part of their business. With all due respect to the people in the Finance Committee, go back to that. Also, tapping the hotel fees, it just seems odd to me that we nail one and not the rest of them. But it seems odd to me that we take revolving funds from a taxable revenue stream. We just need to be careful about that. And just taking it from one doesn't seem fair to that one, nor does it seem fair to the taxpayers.
Does anybody have a stab at a motion outside of the one that's rejected?
I'll make a motion to refer to the Finance Committee and for further discussion. And Alderman Olson, if you want to add some stuff to it, I agree that anybody who has any changes they want to make to it to send for up to the city attorney. But I would just say let finance look at it. You know, Dennis and Tim, they may not be commercial, but I'm sure they work with someone that is that they can have a conversation with. So it's not like you know, they don't communicate to people that work in their company. So I think that's an information for them. We can invite someone to the finance committee to talk about it. That'd be easy enough. So I'll refer it to finance.
Good. Is there a second?
I'll second.
So a motion made and seconded. And clerk, you have the motion. All right. The motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. I just have it. Motion carries. Item G15, preliminary resolution declaring intent to exercise special assessments. Alderman Olson.
It's going to make my phone ring, guys. I would have appreciated hearing about this before you put it on the agenda. As you know, this is a sensitive area that a project exists, has been proposed, has had lots of conversations, and now we want to extend the sewer just 300 feet and
water,
whatever, same thing. But I'll make the motion to go ahead and set the date, but let's not do this anymore.
Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
This is for Mr. Bennett. We always talk about when we put in water that we always wait for the developer to do that. You said that a couple times. So what makes this one different?
We need it for circulation with the new booster station to increase reliable service. We have sat and waited for a developer to do this for years, and the development has just never occurred.
Sounds like Marquette Avenue to me.
No, this is Pute's Road.
That was
sarcastic,
Jack.
I know.
That was a good answer.
I was
answer.
Too.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You notice that Chris didn't have a comeback.
No. Yeah. No. It's very good.
Alderman
nice
Olson.
Yeah. I bit my tongue.
Well, you made a motion to set the hearing. The city attorney reminds me correctly that actually the entire motion needs to be made.
Mr. Mayor, as per the council action sheet, I make that
motion. All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Under any further discussion, seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is that doing this, city attorney?
Yes.
Item G16, resolution awarding contract with lowest bidder, Payne and Dolan, Inc. Amount of. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Payne and Dolan as the lowest bidder.
Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
No.
Four ayes, no, two noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm.
I didn't have a chance to make any comments. All I wanted to say is I would like to have a calculation of how much we're spending just tonight alone on projects. It seems like just keep spending, and I realize this is a needed project. I definitely see what parking lot looks out there, but I wanted to be able to make a comment, and that was the reason for my no vote mainly, is because it just went by and I didn't get a chance to comment. So
I got a calculator on my phone.
Item G17, resolution approving Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources NR 208 compliance maintenance resolution reporting year 2010.
Now, Mr. Mayor, this is pretty much a procedural. Every year we have to send in a report. It's called CMARS, was the Compliance Maintenance Annual Report. We have a copy of it. Fortunately, we don't have any reportable bypasses or backups, so we're not in any default with the Department of Natural Resources. We recommend you vote this.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G18, Franklin Engineering Department recommends approval of $40,000 funding from Capital Improvement Plan for West Drexel Avenue Bridge repair at 300 East South 51st Street. Mr. Bennett.
Mr. Bennett, there is a typo area. It's supposed to be 800 feet. I guess the 8 looks like a 3. But this is the bridge that's on Drexel Avenue. It needs some maintenance work. We have it in the budget, but it's in the capital budget, which needs to be released. With this maintenance work, we feel we can have that bridge last many years longer. It was built in 1936. It's a concrete bridge. It looks like a box culvert, but since it doesn't have a bottom, it's officially a bridge.
Is there any expansion?
Alderman Wilhelm?
This would have no expansion at this time. It would be many times more to try to expand the...
Because that'll be the first question I'll get when
we this is just preserving what we have.
I understand. And it's definitely needed. I know. I've looked at it, so I'll make the motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Define the term many in terms of years. Go into a cost-benefit analysis. That I'll buy. Seems I would. He'd say 2 years.
Oh, no. It wouldn't be worth doing for 2 years.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G19, ordinance to amend section 222-4 of the Municipal Code, street openings and excavations. Mr. Bennett?
Yes, our fees are quite low. We've looked at a number of other communities' fees. Some are ungodly high, which we don't think can justify, but we have developed a fee which we think is reasonable. This is collected primarily from We Energies, AT&T, Time Warner. These are all for utility companies building in our right-of-way. So they are the people that pay the fees, and we don't think they're paying enough fee. So we're recommending we raise it. We've looked at other communities. We've looked at a method of having a base fee and then for longer projects, additional fee based on slant.
Alderman Taylor?
No, I'm fine.
Second. Motion to approve by Alderman Schmidt, seconded by Alderman Skaronski. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Resolution adopting criteria for use in the Milwaukee County redistricting plan. I brought this forward. This was put out by, recommended by motion of the entire ICC membership. You have in front of you an article from the Business Journal, Groups Push for a County Board Reduction. For those of you who haven't read it, it says Milwaukee County Board proposal to redraw districts and reduce the board's ranks by only a single seat, attracting opposition by two Milwaukee's leading business and power elite groups, the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce and the Greater Milwaukee Committee, are joining the campaign. The challenge the board's plan to decrease the number of supervisors from 18 to 19.
Mayor, point of order on the order of the agenda, because it's not matching up with the council packet, so I'm not on the right agenda item because I was following the agenda. So
you're on item G20?
Well, it's G20 in the packet, but that's not G20 on the agenda. G20 on the agenda is the workability.
20 and 22 are flipped.
Oh, is there a revised agenda? That's
no.
It's a mistake.
So okay. Should we be taking 20 first, or do you want to go right to this? I just want to make sure I'm not
if it's,
to the right one.
No, if we want to go to the
go by the
agenda. Yeah, I think we should. So thank you for pointing that out.
Which is 22 in your packet.
Because that is the correct thing to do under Robert's Rules of Order.
Which we follow.
Yes. Item 20, amendment to the Rupert Milkey Incorporated Engineering Services Agreement for the design of the Bryan Creek Interceptor Sanitary Sewer for additional easements. Hardly, is that 21?
It's actually 22 in the packet. Yeah.
20
on the agenda, 22 in the packet.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I'm just trying to make sure I have the correct item. Because I have a revised agenda as well.
Your Honor, item on the agenda, item 20 would be 22 in your packet, and then when we get to 22, go back to 20. That they just got flipped somehow.
Oh, okay.
Change it over.
All right. So item G22 is an amendment to the Rupert Milkey Inc. Engineering Service Agreement for the design of the Bryan Creek Interceptor Sanitary Sewer for additional easements. Mr. Bennett?
Yes, this is something that's always difficult to bring back to the council because we have an agreement to do the engineering with our consultant. But because of a number of changes in the project from the original, and probably the biggest change is that the county would not let us go through Fremming Park, which required to move the whole sewer to the north of Fremming Park, which got involved in a lot more.
Mr. Bennett, you said Fremming Park?
Franklin Park. Franklin Park.
Just one other correction. It's my understanding that the Parks Committee recommended approval, but then it went to the board, and the board hasn't denied it. They've just returned it.
This is a different area.
Okay.
This is Franklin Park, which is basically west of 92nd Street.
It's Oakwood Road. It's the north end of Oakwood Road.
Yes. So that required more. And then when we're going down some of the streets, because of the depth of the sewer, required more easements, a lot of those being temporary construction easements, that there are more easements in the project. And I think Mr. Eberle is here to defend their request for an increase in cost. While it's a large number, it's not a high percent increase in the cost. So,
Alderman
again, with the two, it's be a 3.2% increase in the cost.
I draw everyone's attention to page, I believe it would be 178, the map, the full-out map, the two-color. And I ask, if I may, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Eberle, to explain why, and we don't have a listing of the parcels, but shows here, right in the center section in quarter section number 29, that we're buying easements from 36, parcels 36 and 40, and I don't know what the one in the middle is, but are those included in the...
Yeah, 30...
right on Ryan Road.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. 36 and 40 are related. The easement used to be at 36. What is drawn there, that non-straight line that comes off of Ryan Road that goes down to the sewer, is what's called an access easement.
Got it. Thank you. That's
fine. We need to get pipe and equipment and people in there.
Okay.
Sir? I thought it was the easement for the intercept.
No. It's good pipe.
Just to get in the road in there, right?
Alderman Wilhelm has her hand up. Alderman Wilhelm.
Joe, could you please update the list now to reflect the proper parcels with this? Because now we've done this and we don't have the newest updated list.
I believe that is item, at least on my agenda, agenda item number 21.
Okay, because the letters that are in here are sort of confusing, because they start off with assume 23 easements, go to 39 easements. You're saying 41 easements? I don't know.
Well, we actually end up with 43, but we're only going to deal with 41. We'll take care of that.
Okay, so do you have a letter that says that part? Because these all don't reflect the current. These letters are old, and they don't reflect what's really happening.
You're at agenda item 21.
I
believe what you got with that. I don't get your packets, but I know that we prepared it. It shows.
Let me stop you there as the chair. I have a question for the city attorney as the parliamentarian and under the open meetings and the law and open records. That probably open meetings. Is there any difficulty, Mr. City Attorney, with the fact that the agenda items may not line up with the items in the packet?
No.
Okay, thank you.
So Joe, I looked through the whole thing and I didn't see a letter that reflected that. You don't have to do it. We don't have to spend the time on it now.
Glad to sit down with you and show you what it is. I don't know what you get in your packet.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Do the letter just like you did in the map so they both mesh, because right now they don't. That's all I'm asking.
Is there a motion to authorize staff to increase the payment for the additional easements at a cost of $53,215, increase the cost of the engineering service agreement, $1,703,156.45? There's a motion that's been made and seconded.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
Aye.
Alderman Salomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
No.
Alderman Taylor? Aye. Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now we would turn to item 21.
Which is 23.
It would be a resolution to confirm record minor revisions to and amending accordingly the acquisition map approved and determinations made thereupon pursuant to resolutions number 2011-6694, resolution determining the necessity of the public acquisition of easement rights and interests in property and approving an acquisition map for the location, extension, installation, and maintenance of public sanitary sewer facilities to provide sanitary sewer service to the southwest area of the city of Franklin by way of the Rhine Creek Interceptor sewer installation upon property in the area from the intersection of South 60th Street and West Ryan Road, generally following the Rhine Creek to the intersection of West Ryan Road and South 112th Street, thence westerly along West Ryan Road to the west city limits. Mr. City Attorney.
This is here because all the other staff and consultants said we don't have to do this, and they got upset with me. Council meeting before last, on the council meeting before that, because I said I want to bring this back to the council when it's once said and done. And the answer was you don't have to do that because we did it right the first time. Council authorized the city engineer, if in his professional opinion it was a minor change or a minor revision, it did not have to return. Just as nearly every resolution on this project has lengthy preamble history to it, this is a very important project, and I want anybody in the world, whoever looks at this currently or in the future, to be able to look back and know as much as they possibly can from one piece of paper. So what you have here, and there was some painstaking by consultants and staff because they wanted a simple explanation of each and every change, not just looking at a map with two different colored lines on it. So in the starting at the bottom of page 180, that whereas on the page 181 tells you what all of the changes were. I think there were a total of 11, which involved some parcels that moved from this parcel to another one. That's counted as one change. Gives you the rationale on them, and the original map, subject to revisions by the city engineer, was timely filed with the Milwaukee County Clerk on March 17th, 2011. And this one, if it's approved by the Common Council, will be likely filed with the County Clerk tomorrow.
Alderman Wilhelm.
This is the parcel that involves number 7. It's because it says parcel 7 in this resolution.
Are you asking Mr. Bennett?
I'm not somebody who can answer.
Mr. Bennett?
This one is really just what you asked for a little while ago. This is the final parcels that will be acquired.
And this includes the parcel 7?
That includes the parcel 7.
Right,
which,
so I was correct.
Parcel 7, then, is number 25, which you'll set the offering price tonight.
Which is the one that we need to go around the county property.
Yes.
Okay. And it's your opinion there's no way to resurrect or make good without spending more money to go back to the county? I mean, can't we... It's going before the... back to the parks. Can't we get the county? It seems like this project gets more expensive, and going around it makes it more expensive, and so it's sort of ends up like politics on the backs of the taxpayers when we do it this way, because I understand the county turned it down.
Well, the county didn't really turn it down.
The county didn't turn it down.
The county sent it back to the Parks and Energy, whatever the committee is.
Our problem is this. If, because they delayed it a month, if the county then would decide not to approve it, we would miss our time deadline for the Clean Water Grant. And I don't think we can afford to miss that time deadline. for the Clean Water Grant because we wouldn't have time to acquire that easement. So that's the reason, is as soon as, that's why we asked the county board when the mayor and I were there, or the county park commission, we didn't go to the county board because you can't speak at the county board. But we made it clear to them that if they delayed this, this would really hurt the project. So we really only had one alternative we could see, as at this point we couldn't, we'd have to rely on the county approving it. If the county didn't approve it, then we'd lose our clean water grant.
This way
we will preserve the clean water grant.
That takes care of one, but what happens with the other easements where the people are, like the one guy who lives really far away or something, that hasn't approved it, what does that do for the grant, the loan? We should call it a loan because it's actually a loan, not a grant.
Yeah. We still have time to proceed through the process of acquiring the property and meet the September deadline. We've sent out the notice for second appraisal, so they have the right to do the second appraisal. And they have 60 days to do the second appraisal. We have 20 days to do the JO, so we'd still make it by the first part of September if we need to.
Okay.
We're hoping to negotiate most of the easements. We know there's probably a couple that we may not be able to negotiate, and those we'll have to bring back, and it'll be the council's decision on whether you want to submit a jurisdictional offer, which means we pay them the appraised price for the easement is recorded. We pay the county. It's recorded, deposited at the county. The property becomes ours, and then they can negotiate for, I think, up to 2 years for the actual monetary cost of the
Right. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Mr. City Attorney?
Only with regard to this Parcel 7 issue, this resolution, if it's approved, is subject to this map. Subject to all the same terms as the original resolution, which means that it's subject to minor revisions determined to be so by the city engineer. So I dare say that if the Parcel 7 situation, which was changed by this map, goes back to where it was, and it's a cost-saving factor, well, I'll ask the city engineer, is that a minor revision necessary to further the Ryan Creek Sewer Interceptor Project?
Yes, because it's a minor revision to move it, so it'll be a minor revision to move it back.
Alderman Solomon?
Mr. City Attorney, is the motion on the bottom of page 179 the motion that we need to make?
I wrote it.
Mr. Mayor?
So it's not.
I move to adopt a resolution to confirm the record minor revisions to and amending accordingly the acquisition map approved and the determinations made thereupon pursuant to regulation resolution number 2011-6694, a resolution determining the necessity of the public acquisition of easement rights and interests in property and approving an acquisition map, in quotes, relocation order for the location, extension, installation, and maintenance of public sanitary sewer facilities to provide sanitary sewer service to the southwest area of the city of Franklin by way of the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer installation upon property in the area from the intersection of South 60th Street and West Ryan Road, generally following the Ryan Creek, to the intersection of West Ryan Road and South 112th Street, thence westerly along West Ryan Road to the west city limits.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, you know, here's the thing. There is a small group of people in this community that are trying to kill this project, and I'm not going to sit back, I don't think any of us are going to sit back, and let the county board, which besides a couple supervisors, are completely clueless and inept, right? They know we're on a deadline. They know we have to get this done, and they're jerking us around. And this is what we have to do. So it's not this body that's costing the taxpayers money. It's a county board, which there are two items on the agenda that shows they're so cavalier, out of touch with the rest of this state and the rest of this county. That's why we're doing this. So don't anybody should point fingers at this body. There's a small group of people in this community that don't want this project. That's fine. But the county board and our governing body ain't going to screw us.
Alderman Wilhelm?
I think it's politics, and I don't think the mayor's Journal Sentinel opinion sat real well with them. So that's So if you want to, I know Mayor's going to come back with it. But I mean, that's because I'm not going to, just because I'm sitting up here sounding like Alderman Olson making all the no votes, I don't want this laid on.
Sounds good.
laid on me, because I think that we're spending a lot of money without taking care of the areas that we have. And I see this as a 4-foot pipe in the ground that's going to have about a tablespoon of water in it, and we're going to waste about a third of its life without any water coming in it for a while. I just don't see the use of this pipe at this time. When we have 27th Street, Alderman Olson talked about going south of Elmwood Road and that area, that was going to be a long ways away yet, and yet we're going out here. And I had asked for a map to show me. We keep talking about 8 square miles of land. And I said, once you take away the landfill, the Franklin Park, Savannah, the county land, or the Rhine Creek itself, corridors, the streams, the land we put in conservancy by the landfill, I wanted to know what the actual developable figure was, and I haven't gotten an answer on that. So we keep saying it's going to be this huge amount of development, it's going to do this and this, and I just don't support it right now. I just think it's the wrong year, the wrong financial year to be doing this. And that's just my opinion. And I'm sorry if you disagree with me. But I would hope that you would at least respect that this is my stand. And initially I voted for this. But when I kept seeing us add more and more money, we're at $1.7 million to put in an application. And I can't support it. So I'll just keep voting no, and we'll go where it goes. I mean, you got enough votes to make this happen, so don't worry about my vote.
Your Honor?
I live in Franklin, too. I've been living here since 1983 and pay taxes. My wife pays taxes. And, the Rhine Creek Interceptor, for me personally and my family, we probably won't be able to see the benefits of that. But I do know that the only way that we can help the Franklin School District with their tax problems is to have development. Where is the development proposals and projections coming from? People might remember that the Economic Development Commission, Alderman Skronsky and Alderman Olson can tell you this, went out and they created a project committees, and they went out and they determined where the development, future development for the city was going to occur. And we waited as a plan commission for the economic development to finalize their proposals and to bring them all back to us so that we could incorporate them in the comprehensive master plan for the city. I brought to you last night the Tickner report, R.A. Smith reports, and in there, I believe there originally were 11 sites that were cited, carved it down to something like 5, and there was area F and H, etc., etc. So where is this all coming from? It's coming from literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in consultant reports that this Common Council and previous Common Council put together so that we could change the tax base to alleviate the tax problems with the Franklin School District, to achieve the 70-30 figure. This isn't a figure that Tom Taylor put together, or Steve Taylor, or Ken Skaronski. This is the composite after going through all of the consultants' reports. And people are putting out some ideas out there that all of us just are making this up as we go. We're not. And we have solid documentation. It's contained in all of those $500,000 reports. We're going to talk about economic development here. Well, you know, as far as our taxes and the city tax, I don't care what other people say, we are one of the lowest in Milwaukee County. The problem is the Franklin School District and the taxes. And the only way that we can alleviate some of those problems with that tax is to do development in the Southwest Quadrant in the Franklin School District. Now, people sat here and voted for the Comprehensive Master Plan. They saw the reports come from the Economic Development Commission outlining and detailing where the development for the future should occur. And now all of a sudden we're talking about maybe there's going to be development. I want to say something else, and that's that I keep hearing in this recession period, well, the reality is you have a governor that put out a sign saying open for business. You have Illinois, who has just raised their taxes significantly. The governor is down there trying to bring up all those businesses. It doesn't really matter what the current economic climate is if those businesses down in Chicago and Illinois want to find a nice big parcel of land to build their multi-million dollar structures and campuses. You're going to see in the next month or so, you're going to see businesses locating from other municipalities to the city of Franklin, and it has nothing to do with the economic development climate. You're also going to see businesses moving to the city of Franklin because there is crime in other areas of the city. Why am I in favor of this thing? Why am I pushing it? Folks, if we forgot, 6 years ago, we were begging MMSD to take our $42 million to build this. John Weishin is right about one thing. Yep, this is a $40 million free sewer system that our taxpayers, our constituents, don't have to pay for. And I mean all of our constituents. This doesn't have anything to do with individuals. We're supposed to be up here representing all of our constituents, and we're supposed to be trying to reduce the tax burden, especially in the Franklin School District. What an individual's point of view is on this, you don't have that luxury as an elected official. You're supposed to be representing your 5,000 or 6,000 people, not yourself. We had a county supervisor that got up, just like the former mayor of West Dallas, and said, I don't think the people in Milwaukee County should have to pay for a sewer, a $40 million free sewer in Franklin. Yeah, but he's okay, and they're okay with taking all our money for all these years, and we get nothing. We ask for a park. We ask them to build an aquatic center. And what do we get? Yeah, 76th Street is a good example. And all of a sudden, we're going to climb on board with the county board of supervisors. And you're right. Why is this stuff on the thing? Because there's study after study after study that's saying the county board is dysfunctional and should, you know, major problems. And I can't believe that we would have anybody in this community getting up and supporting a county supervisor that wants to deprive this community of $40 million. That's where I stand on it. We have a motion on the floor?
Yes. Call the question.
No, ask for the question.
Whatever.
Move on the question.
Is there a second to calling question?
Yeah, second.
All right, the question's been called. On the calling the question, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Aye. Roll. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
I'm calling the question. Yes, I vote yes.
All right, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carry. On the main motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Salmon.
Aye.
Alderman
Lohan.
No. Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
Scransky. Aye.
Five ayes, one no, ayes have it, motion carries. All right, can anybody navigate me to the next?
Yeah, go back to
number 23 and a half.
Go back to 151, page 151.
Yeah.
Use page numbers.
Yeah.
I'm taking all that candy out of the clerk's office now. I don't know.
Right.
Drinking all sugared up.
That's probably what it is. Oh, resolution. Alderman Olson.
You know, far be it for me to miss out on an opportunity to take a swipe at my friends at the county board.
So when do you get to light?
Pardon me?
Since when do you get to light?
Yeah, don't get nice light now, Steve.
Well, I'm just looking at this going, you know, we're going to ask them again for easements. Let's just let this sit for a little bit and then whack. Why, you know, why stick your thumb in their eye? And this is so not me. But why do this now? Especially since we're going to ask him for something again, let's let this sit for a month and then go back and get it.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, you know, almost I'm just so disappointed, and I say that jokingly, because I was hoping that you would do the same thing and take a whack at these guys, because they don't get it. Here's a situation that we're just discussed where they're going to benefit for every single dollar created in the southwest corner. And they're too naive, or they're just too ignorant to realize that that this is the case. That was it, 19%? Is that what they get for every dollar?
Well, I think they, it's something like 17, but I was quoted as saying 17%,
right? So 17%. And they rather play politics with the city of Franklin when you look at how much money we give the community them every single year and what we have to show for it. I mean, it took me 3 years, and sometime in this month, and now by me saying this, you watch, it's not going to happen, but I don't care, we're finally going to get the sports complex paved. But it took me 3 years, and this has been going on since 1991. So this county board is so arrogant to what they're doing down there. So what we're supposed to kiss their rings, not going to happen, because we've asked for things time and time again, and they have just looked the other way. So they might as well know where we stand, and they're going to need us for something, and we can tell them to go somewhere.
Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Olson.
Well, I guess I agree with Alderman Olson on this, because we might have a chance to still get that easement, or we might have a chance to do something else, and now we're just sticking a stick in their eye. I mean, somebody at some point has got to be the one to give a little. And if you're just going to stand your ground, we're never going to get things like 76th Street done. We're never going to get the things we need done from the county on this. So there's the item on the agenda after this gives us the opportunity, because it says a tentative, they adopted it. Looked, I read it through. They had a deadline to adopt a resolution. They made a tentative redistricting plan, which comes back to the clerk, and the clerk has the opportunity to comment on it. We don't need to poke them and, like, stick another stick in the fire and upset them more so we don't get our projects done.
Yep.
I mean, I just, you know, I talked to County Supervisor Brokowski about it, and we need to work with him. I don't know where the other guy is, but, I mean, I was not even say his name because he doesn't exist, but, but, you know, if we're trying to work together, then we're not showing by the steps we're doing to work together with them. I saw a political vote that hit one on the backs of taxpayers, and it went both directions. It was just as much as the city's fault as it was the county's fault, from what I know, because they weren't very happy about the article. So now we're going to take and drive it home even more, and which is what costs us to have Mr. Everly increase the fees for this, a project that I don't support anyway, but don't want to have it increased. And now we're going to do this when is it really necessary, when it's going to the clerk. And to me, this seems like this is the clerk's jurisdiction. She's the one who has to set this. She's the one who has to look over and look at the counts. And she, you know, she, I don't even know if she's commented on it or what the situation is, but it did come into the clerks. It says the clerks are supposed to look at it and then provide feedback, and it says it's tentative. So why don't we give it a chance? Why don't we just make our strong comments on the resolution instead of causing more problems where we're not going to be able to work with them? That's all I'm saying.
Alderman Olson.
We need to be real careful, because the title on this is Resolution Adopting Criteria for Use in the County Redistricting Grant. The body is talking about the ICC, and the action sheet is it's, so whatever motion gets made, be careful to make it verbally, because it's not right on the action sheet or on the action sheet for G21 in the packet.
Yep.
Now, as for what's going on here, you know, Steve, you and I go toe-to-toe on who can get more irritated at the county board. I guarantee you I will out-scream you. As far as I'm concerned, you flush the whole damn county courthouse, and I would be a happy guy. But let's take a little bit higher look at this. Currently, we have two county supervisors assigned to City Clerk. Well, one and...
One and a half, or one and a quarter.
I'll give you a half. But Paul Cesar never shows up. But in this plan, we gain one.
Sam Flippo is already in our court.
Steve, follow me on this. I agree with you that the county board ought to be gone or three or four guys. But in this plan, what we have in front of us, we gain a representative, which gives us one additional voice. Well, which gives us what we're supposed to have for voices, two. Why don't we just hang low for here a minute? Let's get our easement or see what happens there and then nail it. Bottom line.
Alderman Taylor and Alderman Solomon.
Well, I think they're on a timeline, too, I'm sure, to have to get this done. I know there's June 22nd, there's going to be a meeting held. But the thing is, when I said earlier that besides a couple of supervisors, the rest of them are clueless. You can listen to the tape. Borkowski, awesome, all right? And if you take a look at voting records, Sam Flippo is there every time. So because he's in our district doesn't mean he's already on our side of the aisle anyway and down there trying to fight the fight. When Scott was there, he was in the minority. It's about numbers, okay? The numbers do not favor the suburbs. Just like up here, when you look at the numbers, look at the votes tonight. You usually have one or two individuals that are sometimes – numbers mean things in politics, and the suburbs do not have it. So it really doesn't matter if we kiss their rings or not, or say, hey, you guys are doing a great job down there. I don't think we have to. We might as well pull punches and put our foot in the ground.
Let's not roll over.
Madam Clerk, are we actually on the correct item, Madam Clerk?
Yes, if I could just clarify.
151.
On page 151. The title is Resolution Adopting Criteria for Use in the Milwaukee County Redistricting Plan. That is one item, and starting on page 159 is a separate item.
Correct.
So yours is the one about the wards, isn't it?
Yes.
Correct, and if I could just clarify something that Alderman Wilhelm said, it's not for the city clerk to comment or the city clerk to make my own lines wherever I see fit. When we get to the next item, I'll just go over it then, but it's a recommendation to the county council who adopts a ward plan that gets sent back to me. I just wanted to clarify that I don't just make a comment to the county board. But in addressing Alderman Olson's comment about the title and the resolution, and the body not matching. I guess I'm not following where you don't think it's matching, but that's not my item anyway, so I shouldn't be commenting.
Well, the question I have is when I flip 151 to 152, 151 I have is noted in the resolution the ICC believes the county communities. 152 is the criteria adopting a use in the Milwaukee County redistricting plan.
154 is your ICC.
154, resolution. Okay, so that's where the confusion. 154 is, right. Okay, I have to pass.
This
the
is from Mr. Roberta, so I think we can address
it. Let's not worry about straighten it out. Let's move forward and make whatever motions are appropriate.
Order after 10, let's move it.
You have in front of you, I gave you an article from the Business Journal, Groups Push for County Board Reduction. I did so because it is the Greater Milwaukee Committee. Julia Taylor is mentioned in there. What's important is that the Greater Milwaukee Committee has been working for several years on recommendations for the future of Milwaukee County. In fact, they call it Make It Your Milwaukee County. In that report, it says the report called for reducing the size of the county board to between 7 and 11 supervisors. So I think there's something like 165 CEOs of the largest corporations in Wisconsin, that's part of the Greater Milwaukee Committee. So that wasn't done lightly. As you know, I was one of the only elected officials to actually sit on that committee. And after then did a press conference with Ed Zoar and the head of both the African American Chamber of Commerce and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and where the members of the ICC backed that proposal. I think what's also important, if you haven't read it, is MMAC President Tim Sheehy said his organization supports a push for more effective representation of the community from the Milwaukee County Board. He says, I don't know what the number is, but I certainly think Milwaukee County can function with fewer county board members. And then I'm quoted in there. And then Chris Abley, at the meeting of the ICC, said something to this order that he was in opposition to the redistricting plan that had been offered. There are members of the Hispanic community. They're also upset. There's going to be a meeting in Whitefish Bay on June 22nd, sponsored both by the ICC and the League of Women Voters from Whitefish Bay, where they will be taking input from the public regarding not only the county's redistricting plan, but the other plans that were offered by the county supervisors that you may not have seen. Now, your two county supervisors, the two county supervisors that have been elected by the people in Franklin, both voted against the current Milwaukee County districting plan. In fact, I believe Supervisor Cesar's offered a plan that reduced the county board to 9 members. Mr. Sanfilippo, I believe, offered a plan that also reduced the county board in size. Pat Jerzyk also put forward a plan that reduced the size of the county board. I listened to the tapes of the meeting, they did have some time to come in to give their presentation, but it was pretty clear that the county board was going to basically protect the current districts as are, even though the census data may have moved in this direction or that direction. This has a lot more to do not with the county board and each member. This has to do with the ability of municipalities and the public having an input into a process that's going to be in place for 10 years. And I guess I would also mention that we have a landfill that's in Franklin. I'm sure you've heard of it. On several occasions, put this item, the landfill, in front of the ICC so that we could get the 19 members to support us and also to get the county executive. They did support the city of Franklin in its efforts. In fact, the ICC so far, I believe, has supported almost every effort in Franklin. So I know that this is in front of other municipalities. Some are going to approve it, some not. But this phrase, there is consequences to every election, and signals that you send. The number of seats on the county board is a item that should be debated, as well as the districts, because it has a direct impact upon your constituents. And that's why not Mayor Taylor, but the members of the ICC, which include Tom Barrett and Chris Abley, and all the other mayors and village presidents, are asking each municipality to weigh in on the redistricting proposal. Chris Abley is at the meeting, said he's not in favor. Mayor Barrett was very outspoken about the redistricting plan. It's one of the few times that you saw, or I've seen, there was no division of Republicans or Democrats whatsoever. Everybody just was outraged at what happened, and that it was a united front, that all of us should get behind this and make sure that our constituents' voices are heard. And that's really what you have in front of you.
Well,
Alderman Solomon.
Alderman Solomon and Alderman Will.
I've been sitting here listening to these comments, and we're all afraid of annihilating some supervisors. If they're that stupid, if they are that stupid to refuse an easement that we're going to pay them for, and they put cash in their pockets, let them vote that way. The hell with them. That is just asinine, because we all represent the same people. We can certainly give the money to someone else, which we are prepared to do.
Yep.
Have a good day. Mr. Mayor, I will move to approve the resolution of the Common Council of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, adopting criteria for use in the Milwaukee County Redistricting
Second.
Plan.
So moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
That to me was just a straight stab and not working together cooperatively at all. I mean, you just basically said, we're not going to work with you at all. We don't have any intentions of working with you at all. And we have a county relationship in this city. And you could care less to keep any type of relationship together. I spoke with Mark Bukowski. He's been trying to help us get things done. He's one guy trying to help us. And he's very upset about this. So we're going to take the one guy we've got support from and jab him and tell him and make him really upset and lose all of our support. Now, why would we do that? I mean, just because the county board that maybe they need to be smaller, that's for a decision at a later time. You're going to do this just because of something else? You're not doing this for the right reasons. It would be fine if you were doing it for the right reasons, but you're doing it for all the wrong reasons. If there's a whole group right here and someone brings this in and they're all out to make the county board smaller, let someone else do it. We don't need to upset our county supervisors. We can then get behind it. You know, I'll bet not one of you even looked up Section 59 to see if that section was actually doing what it says by cutting out our rights and not receiving social aid. I actually talked to the assistant city attorney about it. Did any of you talk to him about it? I know what it says. I talked in quite length about it. And he said that the other item would be properly before us as far as a tentative plan, that there would be time. Mayor Taylor said himself, there is a June 22nd. There is several people already opposing this. So why do we need, for all the wrong reasons, to take a stab just to take a stab? It's totally uncooperative. And this is the exact thing I was talking about. We're talking about our EDC we can't get along. Everybody has got this big power struggle about, you know, I'm going to get this one and I'm going to get that one. It's the wrong reason. The wrong reason.
Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, you know, I think I've heard it all until just about right now, because what this is directing aim at are the people that are voting for this ridiculous plan, not the ones that are on our side. They're going to agree with us. This is not taking a shot at Mark Borkowski or Paul Cesar or Joe Sanfilippo. This is taking a shot at those that are so arrogant that they are trying to ram something through. And what they're doing is one of the guys that made a proposal, was it Joe Rice? Joe Rice, the guy that makes a proposal and pushes it forward, they draw him out of his own district. That's how arrogant these people are. So what we're saying is, those that are in that position of being very arrogant, we're pointing our finger at you. Yeah, we're taking that stick and we're going to shove it in your eye. The ones that have been on the minority here, they want the communities, I believe. If you talk to them, have a real conversation, not when they're trying to twist what they're saying. If you have a conversation with them, they'll tell you they will hope the communities get involved and start paying attention. Because who has made this comment publicly that this is going back to the pre-scandal, pre-pension scandal days where the county board is just out of control? So we're going to sit back here and want to hold hands with them? Are you kidding me? I call a question.
Question's been called. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
It's five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries on the main motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
Aye.
Alderman Sullivan?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Scranton?
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. And if somebody could direct me to the next section.
Item page 159.
Watt County Board of Supervisors resolution adopting a tentative plan for the redistricting plan of the County Board. Madam Clerk.
I was really just bringing this to you for your information.
Trying to start trouble.
Apparently. We will have 60 days from, I believe it's May 12th. So if it doesn't come to the next council meeting, it will be at the Committee of the Whole with any updates or corrections to the current redistrict or to the current ward situation. There's one item that I do want to mention, and that is because we are now at a population of over 35,000, the state law requires us to report election results and have people vote by ward. We currently have 24 wards. Hopefully I will renumber them so that we do not have 24. But that process alone could be quite costly to the city, so there will be some renumbering. You won't each have four wards, maybe only have two. Ward boundaries cannot cross supervisory boundaries. They can cross school districts, but they can't cross supervisories.
Does that mean we have ward boundaries?
We probably need a council with 24 people in it.
Yeah.
Second.
Madam Clerk, you're not asking for any action, right?
No, I'm just... I was not aware that...
It's a motion to receive and place on file. It's a second. Any further discussion? Only one, and that's that. It's kind of rhetorical, but all of the county board supervisor seats and the county executive seats are up for election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll all get reelected.
Yeah, 1 year.
I don't know if you're saying all.
It's my understanding it was a special election for county executive, yes, and that there's going to be... the regular, and all of the county board supervisors are up for election. So none of them they've not been granted those seats for life.
Right.
So they're all up for election. Alderman Wilhelm.
So this meeting, when this is going to be on, the clerk said, this would be our opportunity to express our concerns at that time. Is that accurate?
Madam Clerk?
I'm hoping that upon tentative completion, that I'll forward it to everybody so you have a chance to look at it well before the meeting. And with the new camera and Mark's laptop, I'm hoping to be able to, we can redraw lines and do things right at the meeting. See where the census block and track numbers are so that we could make any proposed changes at the
Alderman Schmidt. Oh, I'm sorry, were you finished?
The meeting is scheduled for June 22nd.
That's a separate item.
All I know is apparently, we're looking at, the county's looking at reducing the number of supervisors, and I think it's still somewhat amazing when you think of a place like Los Angeles. The county only has five supervisors for the population they have out there. So
right.
I guess
we
reduction, yeah.
Yeah.
So, since this was just tentatively adopted, does that mean it could change between now and then? Because that's what the wording is. In several places it says it's tentative, it's tentative, it's tentative. And I think that from what I see, they were on a deadline. And as dysfunctional as everything was in the most recent election and the new county exec who took over, maybe they said, well, let's just put something in place. So I'm wondering if another one will come forward. I have not been following this. I don't, you know, I have a life, I have a job. I don't know exactly, but, you know, I guess I was just asking the question, could it change between now and then?
Well, the state law provides for them to submit it to the city or to municipalities. We have 60 days. We submit our adopted ward plan to them. They adopt a final supervisory plan. We get it back, and we approve a automatic district plan. So I guess the possibility is there that they could change it. 10 years ago, there was the change with the number went the other way, and there were some recalls, so there were some changes that did occur 10 years ago after it was submitted back to them.
Alderman Taylor and Alderman Olson?
Well, maybe I'll take a slight whack at it. Maybe if there's enough pressure upon the county board and they wake up, maybe they'll listen to what everybody's saying besides them talking to themselves, that they'll shrink the size, and then all that will change. And what you have before you will be completely different. So if you haven't been following, that's fine. But what they're doing is just being arrogant. We took our stand on the last issue. I made a motion to file this.
Alderman Olson.
Mr. Mayor, I take full responsibility for the length of this meeting being what it is. You see, every evening I pack up my computer at work, put it in my briefcase, and take it home. And after whatever I have to do in the evening time, I usually sit down and pound out a few proposals and write a couple of emails. But this evening, when I left at about 4:15, because I wanted to have some dinner with my wife, I said, I probably won't have time to do any work. So it's my fault because I left all my stuff at work, so I'm sorry.
Actually, I thought it was your fault because you answered the questions from the project on Drexel Lab.
Right.
And you did such a good job that the children gave a great presentation.
Oh, okay.
All right, where are we now?
We got more, right?
In order is the 24?
24.
193.
Can we vote on receiving and place on file?
Okay, 193 is should be a simple issue. Council may act on recommendations from the Committee of the Whole meeting on June 6, 2011. Ordinance to restructure Economic Development Commission, et cetera, et cetera. Alderman Olson?
Motion to approve the ordinance to repeal and recreate 10.8. Actually, it's just called a.
Okay. So, motion on the floor. Is there a second? Seeing no second, the motion fails for the lack of support. Any other motions, recommendations? I'd like to try one if I can just do it.
Mayor Taylor?
I thought that the meeting, while was kind of a couple of barbs here and there and some darts and things like that, it was a pretty good meeting last night. And I thought that Mr. Haslow had put together a very good proposal. I have not forgot that I have had a proposal out there for 2 years, and that was to put everything under the CDA and create a separate entity to manage 27th Street. Just like in the city of Oak Creek, which from where everybody tells me is just doing ducky with all of their economic development. So I thought that, and then Alderman Taylor put together a very, very comprehensive proposal. Basically, if I can, tell me if I'm wrong, is put everything under the umbrella of the CDA. Council can direct the CDA as to whether it should function more as a economic development commission or a chamber of commerce or, you know, recruiting, retention, and then put under that a 7-member Franklin First or Forward Franklin Committee that could be comprised of either current members of the Economic Development Commission or individuals that I might be able to recruit and move forward to the Common Council for appointment. Is that pretty much it?
And any member on the committee, on the council, to try to recruit people.
Okay. And then Mr. Kowalski and Mr. Tadlock and a number of other distinguished people from Franklin were here, and Citizens for Community Development, who has been very active in the community trying to promote Central Parks and sports complexes and cultural entities and just about everything. Also put a proposal forward. I don't think the council had a whole lot of time to take a look at it, but I agree with many of the people from your group that there's more to economic development than just getting bankers and those types of business types. You got, you know, maybe one of the most important things to bringing in Northwestern Mutuals and Wheaton Franciscans is a Central Park with an aquatic center and a cultural facility with the community center and all that. And so I thought that maybe there should possibly could be a melding or a compromise between all the proposals that were here. There were some comments about this is just a power play and we're just trying to put this all under one umbrella. I said this 2 years ago, but apparently nobody listened. And that was that if you wanted to make me a ex officio member, if you wanted to take the mayor off of this, I'm fine with that. So if you're looking for a power play, it isn't here. I'm just looking to get a system in place so we can manage all of the economic development that's going to occur in the city of Franklin, especially on 27th Street. And I would point to all those TIF district sheets that you have. Yes, we're doing great. We're also doing great because we have a great team of staffers here. Guy to my left is probably as good as I've ever seen, and you got the living legend sitting over here, and Mr. Bennett, and Mr. Liberta's no slacker either. But if development were to speed up like it was a few years back, I believe that the Common Council in and of itself is not going to be able to handle all of this, all of the complications. I don't think it's going to be able to handle blight determination for areas, let's say, around 27th Street or other areas. And so what I would recommend is that we take, I like Alderman Taylor's proposal, but I think we need to meld the existing members of the EDC and maybe Mr. Kowalski's group, but I think we need to examine Mr. Kowalski's group a little bit more as far as their just do due diligence, make sure that financing and 501c3 stuff is, but many of the names that are on the board of directors, I know they're great people and outstanding citizens and business people, so that's my two cents.
Alderman Olson.
Well, thanks for that, Mr. Mayor. I think when we get the age we're getting, we have a tendency to forget that just this evening, I mentioned during the discussion of CDAs that we ought to bring a proposal forward to put the two TIF districts under the CDA. But everybody forgot that. You forgot.
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Because you just went through the litany you always go through about if business picks up. Well, let's solve that problem. Now, I'll also point out that Alderman Taylor's proposal died due to lack of second meeting ago. Now, we can talk about procedures and say, well, then Alderman Solomon made a different motion. So we only have one proposal that we can talk about, and that's Alderman Schmitz. But let's back up a second. Last evening, this body heard from the chairman of the remainder group, who's experienced the problem. He brought forth a well-thought-out recommendation that fixes the problem. The problem was, in the view of the people that do the work, or are supposed to do the work, that the personnel were not proper. And he brought to this body, for thoughtful consideration, a solution to that problem that you're throwing in the trash. Want to throw out the trash? That's fine. Understand what you're doing. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Alderman Taylor and Alderman Schmidt. Alderman Wilson.
Alderman Wilson, I appreciate your passion. I absolutely
it's
do.
It's meaningless, guys.
No, not, but I...
You guys are going down a path that is just unbelievable to me.
I'll let you finish. That's no problem.
I'm finished. Sorry.
No, that's okay. No, I jump once in a while, too, and that's fine. You know, I had a conversation with Joel Hazel. I called him, last week, and I told him I appreciated the fact that he brought in a proposal, that he took the time to do that. I questioned if he had some real concerns the last two or three years, why he never picked up the phone, gave me a call to express those concerns. He's called me on a number of issues. I pointed out to him because I log every single constituent matter, the date, what we talked about, call the contact information, and we had a conversation. And I said, you felt it necessary, and I'm glad you did, to call me on some of these issues, but why did you just sit on this one if you had a problem with, let's say, the chairman or what was happening at that committee? Never did. He said, I didn't want to bother you. Well, I agreed that some of the stuff in his proposal, he talks about lead generators and closers and certain types of criteria of individuals. I don't disagree with that. I don't know how many closers we need. We have the best damn closer in the state of Wisconsin sitting to the right of me. Any deal that we've gotten done in the last, 20 years, he's been a part of. Northwestern Mutual, Harley, you name it. So we got one, in baseball, I was just talking to Doug earlier, in baseball, you have a pitching staff, 5 starters, 6 relievers, 1 closer. So what you need is a bunch of lead generators, a lot of, doers. So we're not just throwing away Joel Hazel and your proposal, because I was told you were just involved with it by him, that you knew it was coming. So what I see happening, if people don't like the direction of this is going, they can vote no. That's why elections matter. That's why, elections have consequences. Last night was really the first time I got to hear from Greg Kowalski's, group, his proposal, because on the agenda it wasn't listed. It was in their packet, but so I didn't get a chance to sit down like you did, Alderman Olson, or the mayor met with Greg, and I think you, Tim, did you talk to Greg today? And I had a conversation with him today and in the parking lot yesterday. And I think we need to take the time to take a look at if we can do something of a public-private group. And the one difference between mine and Alderman Schmidt's and the Haslow / Olson proposal was it puts it under the CDA and puts it under the best damn closer. And there was concerns when we talked about this last 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, about maybe too much control, or there was wording that would made some people a little cautious of putting everything under the CDA. We made those changes. And I think we've talked about that. It was not the CDA that was, this is before my time. I wasn't even here at the time. But from what I'm being told by a number of people is that it wasn't the body, but it's some individuals that was the issue with the CDA. It wasn't everybody. It was certain individuals, and that's why changes were made. And that always can be done if that happens. But I'm not going to go proposing something that is going to just give power to a limited few. And so I think we need to take a look at taking some of the input. We say there's only one alderman. Maybe we have 2 aldermen. Maybe Tim and I were talking, maybe you go to 9 people instead of 7 people. Maybe, but you need to at least look at this group. Here's people that are out there making phone calls, out there talking, out there promoting. I asked at the EDC meeting that I went to, were you guys going out there and talking to local businesses? Were trying to see what struggles are happening? No, we didn't do any of that stuff. So for 2-3 years, if nothing was going on, Alderman Olson, you were on that committee. You could have brought something forward. As an elected official, you at any time can put an item on the agenda with your name in parentheses. And if I would have sat at the EDC for the last 3 years and felt like it wasn't doing anything, I would have put out a proposal, not wait till Alderman Taylor and Alderman Schmidt do. That's the reality. If I'm sitting there and I don't like what's going on around me, then I would have thrown something out there. But that's fine. You didn't. And you tried to work with what you had in front of you. And you were very clear that you didn't like the qualifications of the people. Well, then why not bring in the Hazel ideas there, saying, you know, we don't have the right people. Let's do closers. Let's do the go-getters. Let's do the lead generators. That didn't have to wait till now. That could have been done at any time, because any one of us can bring in a proposal at any time. I've always argued that. I don't understand why I hear, this just drives me nuts. I've been talking about this for 2 or 3 years. I'm talking about anybody that says that. When you're in a position, you always can put something on the agenda. So my recommendation would be to refer this, and I know we need to get this right, to refer it another couple weeks to give some of us time to further investigate the CDC or CCD, and see how their rules and bylaws and 501(c)(3)s and all that could work, because it can't just be the city of Franklin. You got to take a look at the volunteers and the business community, and they're out there preparing big posters. I mean, Soto is doing all that for free. Why not use some of those talents if they're willing to give it? So I think we need to take a look. And so my motion would be to basically refer this in our 2 weeks and give the aldermen time to digest it, because we really just got it yesterday, at least I did. And, you know, sit down with Greg and his group and let his group have a discussion about what took place last night and today. That's my motion.
Is there a second?
I would second.
All right. Under discussion, Alderman Schmidt and then Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I think we did feel after last night that there was a lot of strong positive feedback, and I think we gained a lot of momentum on trying to come up with something more comprehensive that would move us in the right direction. And I certainly have no objections about, you know, abandoning my own resolution that I submitted. If it's for the good of furthering our cause and working as kind of a public-private quasi-organization, if we can incorporate some of the things from Greg Kowalski's new organization, and whatever we can do to try to build a stronger unit that incorporates some of the factors from each of the proposals, I think would be for the benefit of the city, and that's why I think that supporting and tabling us now to so that we can digest all of the material that's been put forward was a good idea at this time.
Alderman Wilhelm?
This sort of goes back to the previous items which I was speaking so passionately about, because the organization that you are now discussing with and afraid we might be throwing several projects in the trash. Alderman Olson talked about the one Haslow did. Doug Schmidt has just actually kind of conceded to giving up his proposal. But the discussion started off with more economic development, a central park, a draw to the community. This is what the CCD has been working on. However, the CCD proposal is currently considering and has been working very hard with the county. So I'll just leave it at that. You can try to work out whatever you can, and I'll just vote on the merits of the project when it comes before me. Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Mr. City Attorney.
Just a bit of history. I heard about just the thought raised of dissolving the CDA. Just right off the top of my head, the EDC in the 1980s and early 1990s created the concept of Franklin needs a CDA. Chairman Chairman Bartos, first appointee to the CEA. Spitzer, appointee to the CEA. Grinches, all these are members of the EDC, late 80s, early 90s. Bridges, an appointment to the CDA. The Reiner, appointment to the CDA. So I guess, and I'm probably missing somebody, but you hear about dream teams, that this was their dream to do this, and it was Baird and Foley, Gardner, and everybody else. But that's where the concept came from. There's a rhyme and reason to have a CDA. So I'll just throw that out in case that gets in the mix.
Alderman Solomon.
You mentioned Oak Creek, and they don't have a EDC. They have this everything's under the CDA. Has anybody looked at places like Brookfield, Wauwatosa, with the county grounds as to how they're structured and how they, some of these other communities have handled this? I mean, we don't really need to reinvent the wheel here. I was very impressed with what Greg said yesterday, last evening. Probably more so with the level of talent that he has on his board. And as we move forward, I mean, it's maybe some of those board members should be on our EDC. And then they can attend EDC meetings as well as the other meeting and meld some of these ideas together as we move forward. But,
City Attorney?
Just to answer that question, and I'm recalling on my most dilatory project, City Attorney do a bid district or other entity for 27th Street. I can assure you that I miss a lot, awful lot of city trying to get to that, but I know that I looked at Wauwatosa at the time, and I recall Wauwatosa, this is my recollection, dissolving the Economic Development Corporation, calling there and getting the ins and outs. Why did you do that? Where are you going? Here's June 1, 2011. Wauwatosa is making a new push to attract development with the creation of a community development authority.
I sat down with Jill Didier, and I believe Alderman Skronsky was chairman of EDC, and they gave Jill, walked me right through the whole plan. I have it. Alderman Wilk.
Well, I'm concerned about fracturing the CDC. They're just getting off. They've got a great start. They've got some funds raised. Their website is going. Now you're going to ask dedicated volunteers who have day jobs to not only sit on their committee, but then go to another committee. So if you're going to do that, maybe you should stick with Alderman Taylor's first suggestion where you're going to put them together. Otherwise, you're going to have them, you know, wasting their time just going to meetings. And why don't you just keep the CDA and do Alderman Taylor's suggestion if you're going to do that, because you don't want to waste volunteer time like that, just this meeting, and then they got their own meeting, and they got this meeting.
Alderman Olson, Alderman Taylor.
Well, let's make sure that one thing happens, okay? That you load up both of these, whatever entity, with pillars of the community. Make sure you do that. And then make sure that you give them so much work to do that they can't get anything done.
Yeah.
Make sure that they're responsible for a pool and a sports complex and tennis courts over here. Oh, and then, by the way, make sure that you infill Mark's development. And while you're at it, maybe figure out where we're going to go for our next business park. But make sure you do it all at once with all the pillars of the community, and then figure out how you're going to make staff be able to help them out. Now, here's another little bit of history tidbit for you. Jesse appropriately laid out how the CDA was formed. A couple of years after the CDA was formed, the CDA members came back and said, perhaps we ought to restructure and put the CDA under the EDC as a subcommittee so we don't have to go to so many damn meetings. But you guys do what you want. I'm out. I'm done. I officially resign from the Economic Development Commission. Save some effort.
Okay. Alderman Taylor?
Well, I think that the people that showed up last night, no one forced them to be here. They have obviously been meeting and discussing. And it wasn't just Greg and Tim sitting up there saying, we want to, I mean, I think they have some backing of people wanting to get involved. And, you know, I think I said to Alderman Wilhelm last night on the phone, do you know who's even on the outstanding list of, you know, we get that real long legal pad size of paper with all the people waiting to serve on boards and commissions, there's not very many. I don't know if there's any on the EDC, to be honest with you. But it's not like people are banging on the doors. And yes, we have to go out and recruit. I know we have a resident sitting in the back, the audience, and I won't name his name, but he knows what I'm talking about. He's been following this stuff.
I'm talking about Mr. Haskins?
Yeah. He's been following this. And
he had to send his son home. He was getting sleepy
back there. He's been here staying up late, and, you know, we've been talking, and he's been talking to Graves' group, and you have, and the mayor, too. And there's more people just like him, very qualified, very good resume, that want to get involved. And they didn't like the direction of the way things were going.
Yeah, back there.
And I think, like I said, I don't think we're wasting these people's time. I think you need some new energy. If you got anything out of the Hazel proposal and Olson, is you need different types of skill sets. And the biggest one is the lead generator, people that touch people all day long. And I think some of those showed up last night. And so I guess we have a motion on the floor.
Yep.
We have... We have two members left on the EDC, I guess. So,
could you read the motion back, please?
I won't read all the stuff you said. Alderman Taylor moved to refer the restructuring of the Economic Development Commission to the June 21st, 2011 Common Council meeting to allow for further review of the citizens or community development proposals.
Alderman Solomon?
I got a question. Shouldn't we have one or two people, or three or four people, look at this, sit down and have a discussion and try and bring something back? I mean, start this conversation all over again in 2 weeks, what's the sense? I mean, let's try to maybe go a step further and bring it back. I mean, this is a perfect time for us, without a lot of development going on, for us to take a real hard look at this, get everybody's input, and maybe, structure something that's similar to your plan, similar to the EDC plan, similar to Greg's plan, and maybe it's just melding the people under the old EDC. Maybe it's just like was explained last night, maybe it's just the people process to go through. I did mention that maybe we ought to do interviews for this committee, get the initial 7, 9, or whatever the number is, and sit down with a couple of us or some of the people that are on the EDC and put together some names. I don't know. I just think if we just come back in 2 weeks, we haven't done anything. So maybe we just need to sit back for 2 weeks, go over it, and then come up with a proposal for somebody to sit down and attempt to try it all together.
Alderman Taylor, Alderman Wilmer.
Well, I agree. I told Greg that, depending on what happened tonight, that I would at least, he was going to have to go back to his board and have a conversation. I think he'll do that. I told him that we haven't got a chance to sit down and really talk. We talked briefly on the phone today, and I would try to figure out how this can work. I mean, there's got to be some legal questions too, I'm guessing, how this would have to be put together. And so, when I made the comment, 2.5 months ago, that I'll give it to 6 months or else I'll blow it up, and then we came back and then I said, well, it's not worth giving it any more time, and then I'm going to bring in a proposal, and I did. Well, I have no problem taking the time between now and 2 weeks of bringing something, putting on an agenda that people think, and we'll have a handful of people picking it apart. But we can all at least discuss it and then see if it's anywhere close and then go from there. But that's just what I'm going to do anyway. So,
Alderman Wilhelm and then Alderman Sullivan.
My concern was what you brought up about the legal issues because of the 501c3 and the city's status. So it would probably be wise for us to have some legal eyes on what can be looked at as far as tax deductions when a business makes a donation. Does that fall under the city? Because I know when we were doing that for Fitzsimmons Woods, people made donations in that were tax deductible. And if you're a 501c3 or 501c4, so how do you want to structure that organization that needs to be legally looked at, and I'm, you know, only familiar myself with 501c3s, not there's several different categories, so you might want to look at that and then see how that fits in.
One quick comment, we have a motion on the floor, but that's, I would not limit the involvement to just the, we'll call it the Greg's group. But I would also invite, I see a Franklin Saver a jacket, and the and the organizations, Little League, St. Martin's Fair, all the people that want to promote the Historical Society, all the people who want to promote the City of Franklin should be trying to be incorporated into this. We all, you know, when you go door to door, everybody really is very, very proud of their community. So if they want to participate, we should open the door as wide as possible. Alderman Olson.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. All of you guys want to cut the EDC's membership. Now you want to include the world. This has gone just from weird to just absolutely twilight. I can't believe what I'm hearing. The goal is to bring commercial business to the city. Now we're talking about everything else. I just can't believe what I'm hearing.
Are you asking, like, to try to find... maybe use that as a talent pool also that you're looking at, is finding if there's any people that fit the criteria that are in that those organizations that maybe steal the real high-quality ones that have all the resume into...
I mean, I'm basically stealing this from Dave Schultz, who said, you know, your best recruiter is all the people in your community. Those are the people that go out and they interact with people, so they're very, very proud of the city. Why not let them... invite them. Let's invite them.
Just with regard to the not-for-profit situation, you know, I found out about that when it was in the agenda packet on Friday, and I thought, okay, let me hear what the council has to say about it. And I view that from a quote legal standpoint as maybe some liaison, as opposed to, unless the council just wanted to delegate all of its economic development to a private NFP. So my thought would be, at maximum, it would probably be, in terms of an ordinance, you would mention a private NFP in an ordinance as a contact or a liaison. But then what happens if, for whatever reason, that private entity dissolves and such? So I thought in the practical world, that's more of a council directive. Okay, here's your entity, and city staff, city board and commission members should work this private not-for-profit for the overall betterment of the city of Franklin. And that's where it picks up with the mayor and the other groups, et cetera. But when it comes right down to legal concerns, those would be mine, such as liability issues, where you have a private and a separate entity with members going out soliciting and such. The last thing on my mind would be tax exemption. Because if there's money involved, it's incentives going that way, and it doesn't come this way.
Well, we do have a 501c3 corporation that's been out there, right? So, I mean, the council could fold us all under that 501c3 corporation. Okie doke, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, you please take a look.
I'm opposed to keeping this going for 6 years. Let's make a damn decision.
Aye.
Aye. Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to the next item, whatever that might be. G25, is that it? Acquisitions of easement rights and interest in property for the location, extension, installation, maintenance of public sanitary sewer facilities, etc., etc. Mr. Dunham.
Yes, this is what we had talked about in Parcel 7. I will hold closing on this until after the county board acts, and if they would act positive, we could go back to the old route. But if they don't, we have not lost our time to protect our clean water grant. So if you approve that, this basically eliminates the need for the the county easement incorporating the DOT route. There will be some additional work for our consultants, but I'm sure they will let us know if there's an additional.
They'll do it at no charge.
Alderman Taylor?
Motion to authorize the offering price for easement acquisition for acquisition map parcel 7 for the Rank Interceptor Sewer Project as recommended by the appraisal firm of Single Source Inc. and the city engineer.
Second. It's been moved and seconded under discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Hey, Jack, get your coat. Your coat, Jack.
You had a no, Mayor.
Yeah.
Your slippers.
Yeah.
Slippers.
Your lunchbox.
Surprise, no.
My pajamas.
Could we have a roll call, Madam Clerk?
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scruggs.
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. I now turn to item, what are we now?
Oh, this one will be a long one.
We're on licensing. I'm just trying to figure out what Mr. Epler is doing. Item H1.
He's racking up hours. What do you mean? What is he doing?
Yeah.
You were off the clock anyway.
Okay, let's.
Bednarik.
Another 2 hours and we're out of here.
Approve of the letter. Nelson, approve of the letter. Adam. Adam Meck, approve. Adler, approve. Delgado, approve. Highland, hold for appearance. Kozlos, approve. Matthias, approve. Roush, approve. Smith, approve. Alvario. Was a missing file on this particular one, and I want to reiterate that this meeting took place on May 31st. Bartolone, approve. Byerly, approve. Byer, approve. Blunt, approve. Brandt, approve. Breovac, hold for appearance. Brown approved, Bryce approved, Bryce approved, Christofferson approved, Davidson approved, Dilavery approved, Drought approved, Eskowski approved, Fackler approved, Falk approved, Falk approved, Falkowski approved, Feast approved, Floyd approved, Gagliano approved, Gus approved, Gilliam approved, Godek approved, Grokowski approve, Hanley approve, Hanley approve, Hodak approve, Jagazuski approve, Jazduski approve, Jubek approve, Kofel approve, Kayawatsky approve. I'm mutilating some of these names.
You're on a roll, Tim.
Marshall approve, Leback approve.
City attorney is crying.
Lund. Yes, Jesse, you want to do this? Markward approved, Markward approved, Markward approved, Matecki approved, Nelson approved, Nikolai approved, Totes approved, Perkins approved, Rabigilia approved, Hoff approved, Reisner approved, Rozek approved, Rosowitz approved, Roche approved, Schulte approved, Smith approved, Swaney approved, Trailer approved, Tyson approved, Wainio approved, Walvish approved. That was close. West approved. Zarka approved. M squared approved pending payment. Rutgers approved. Praya Corporation approved pending payment. Sendix approved. Target approved. Target approved. Walgreens approved. Walgreens approved. BST approved pending payment. Franklin Hotel approved pending, just approved. Polish Center approved. St. Martin's Inn approved pending payment. And Root River Center, St. Nicola approved. The followings were done on June, started on June 6th and were continued tonight on June 7th. Breovac approved with a letter. Highland approved. Approve. Magellan approve. No, I'm sorry. Hold for appearance. Pyra Corporation approve pending. Police fire and payment. Hodak approve pending payment and plumbing inspection. JAI Brew approve pending building inspection and payment. Spirit Dreams approved pending fire and payment. Walmart Stores East, approved pending fire and payment. Country Lanes, approved pending building inspection and payment. Eric Setback, approved pending payment. Fire and clerk seal on the application. Gus's Mexican Cantina, approved pending sanitary payment and clerk's seal. Hanley's, approved pending fire payment and seal. Las Toscana, approved. M&W Lum, approved pending payment. Pantheon, approved pending fire and payment. QT Pizza, approved pending fire and payment. Robley, approved pending sanitary and payment. Romy's Place, approved pending payment. Romy's Place for the temporary amusement, approved pending payment. 76th Street Pub and Grill, approved pending inspection, verification, and payment. Three Cellars, approved pending fire and payment. Tuckaway, approved pending sanitary and payment. Academy of Preschool Learning, approved. Faith Academy, approved. Jubilee Christian School, approved. Kindy Care, approved. Risen Savior, approved. St. James Preschool, approved. CVS Pharmacy, approved pending police and fire, building inspection, plumbing inspection, and electrical, and sanitary. Pick and Save, approved pending payment. Al's Auto Salvage, approved pending sanitation. Durham, approved pending sanitation. American Entertainment, approved. Games R Us, approved. Mitchell Novelty, approved. National Amusement Systems, approved. Red's Novelty, approved. Reggie's Amusement, approved. Wisconsin P&P Amusement, approved. R. Bolgash, approved. Barth, approved. Koplenberg, approved. Matusek, approved. McLeod, approved. Page, approved. Balzerzak, approved. Barrett, approved. Bratz, approved. Brooks, approved. Carano, approved. Carroll, approved. Clark, approved. Covelli, approved. Depke, approved. Fish, approved. Gidland, approved. Gorluski, approved. Those were all done last night. Tonight, reconvening on 6-7. Gregovich, approved. Haas, approved. Hasse, approved. Hahn, approved. Housie, approved. Hermanson, approved. Jacoby, approved. Kars, approved. Katzman, approved. Kletzka, approved. Krowakowski, referred to the city attorney's office for revocation. For revocation. Lake, approved. Lang, approved. Milznazak, approved. Mudak, approved. Oster, approved. Rainwater, approved. Rasmussen, approved. Rykowski, approved. Reynolds, approved. Roberts, approved. Rozek, approved. Saldivar, approved. Schaefer, approved. Schilling, approved. Schnell, approved. Schutz, approved. Sheriffan, approved. Schuda, approved. Sumalski, approved. Solakowski, approved. Tomorski, approved. Wagner, approved. Wisniewski, approved. Weiss, approved. Zika, approved. Xavier Missionaries Festival, approved. And Xavier Missionaries Festival Temporary Beer and Wine, approved.
Your second?
Second.
To move and seconded. How about a round of applause for Alderman?
Hey! Jimmy!
Alderman Olson, and then Madam Clerk.
Some period of time ago, there was a discussion of some kind of sanction. All I'm saying is we haven't heard a stab to it since.
Madam Clerk?
And I believe it was probably over the facility license.
No.
That's done.
No,
that's all done.
That one was finished.
Alderman, you have the floor.
It's still an answer to the question. You know, we brought it up for revocation, and then we heard nothing. So would the license committee please do us all a favor of updating us on something like that?
Okay. Motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion, Madam Clerk?
Just to address the reason that there are so many without payment, the state statutes does not allow municipalities in Milwaukee County to collect from a Class B establishment more than 15 days before we issue their license. So they've all been billed. Whoever isn't paid gets called, and most of them have come in the last couple of days. So it looks like they haven't paid on purpose, but they're not due until June 15th.
Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. You now have before you vouchers numbers 138558 through 138811. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take a roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman
Olson. You have before you the net payroll of May 20th, 2011. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, you please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Yep.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the payroll of June 3rd, 2011 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, you please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Sure.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. We do have one item, and that's item E1, Boards and Commissions. Item A, Alderman Wilhelm, Economic Development Commission.
Motion to refer for 2 more weeks.
Is there a motion to table for next? Okay. Until the next time of council
meeting? Next time of council meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Your motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. We are adjourned.